We're talking about new recommendations to address homelessness on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The 44-page report is called Welcoming Home Wisconsin, and it lays out the current situation. Upwards of 5,000 residents were experiencing homelessness before the pandemic struck. And this report has strategies to build on the federal pandemic aid that Governor Evers allocated late last year to address housing instability in winter. Do you live with unstable housing? What do you want to convey about your situation? What is it like staying at a shelter, in a car? 800-642-1234 to join in. Michael Bassford is director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness, formed in 2017, bringing together 8 state agencies to prevent and end homelessness in Wisconsin. Michael, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you very much for having me on again, Kate.
Well, tell us about the people who are experiencing homelessness in Wisconsin. Bring us closer to this problem that we get a lens in through this report.
Sure. So prior to the pandemic, we were operating under what I would call a normal state of crisis. On any given night in the state of Wisconsin, there were usually about 4,500 people that were experiencing homelessness throughout the state. And so that was very concerning. The pandemic caused an increase in instability, in housing instability, and caused an increase in homelessness, particularly unsheltered homelessness, and that would be people experiencing homelessness who are sleeping outside. And that created a number of encampments in cities that had unsheltered homelessness before, and increased the number of municipalities throughout the state where they were experiencing having people sleeping outside. So the plan that we released this week was specifically designed to be a post-pandemic plan. A lot of the action items that are on there, keep in mind that we are still operating under taking care of a exacerbated need for people experiencing homelessness and housing insecurity.
Before we move on to points in the plan, just curious, the point in time count, that night count of sheltered and unsheltered people experiencing homelessness on a single night, usually in January, how has it been to carry out that count, especially this year in the Omicron variant? Did it go? And are you confident about getting an accurate count of homelessness in the pandemic?
Well, last year, when the point in time count was done, that was done before a widespread availability of vaccines. Mm-hmm. And the point in time count relies on a lot of community volunteering in order for it to be pulled off successfully. So there were quite a fewer number of volunteers last year. And as a result, the numbers looked like that we had fewer people that were experiencing homelessness in Wisconsin. But the fact of the matter was is that it was just an undercount. I haven't heard the final numbers yet, and we won't hear the final numbers from the January point in time count for another few months, as coalitions all around the state are compiling their data. So we don't exactly know yet what the Omicron surge and its effects were on the point in time count.
Let's move on to housing. Your council says the single greatest barrier is affordable housing. And we talked with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway this week about housing in Madison. Let's just take a listen here.
As it is for many others, we know that right now to have a healthy vacancy rate in our rental market, we need approximately 4,000 units of new housing just today.
approximately 4,000 units of new housing just today. What does that tell you?
Well, that tells me, well, first of all, Mayor Rhodes Conway is absolutely right. She definitely understands the need for more housing. But what is more troubling for me is not only the lack of housing, but the lack of availability for housing that is affordable for people who are at low income and extremely low income. These are people who are, their income is 50% or less than an area's median income.
And I think you should, if you could, explain the terminology, the difference between market rate housing and affordable housing.
Well, market rate housing is considered to be whatever the market in an area will allow for landlords to rent units out at.
Mm-hmm.
HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, has an affordability standard for housing where people, it's affordable if for the person or the household that they are not spending more than 30% of their income on their housing costs. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates that the state of Wisconsin is currently short about 119,000 units for low and extremely low income households. So that means not only is it the main barrier for homeless people, people experiencing homelessness to get out of homelessness and into housing, but also for people who are in housing, who are at low and extremely low incomes, that they are spending quite a bit more of their monthly income for their housing costs, and that makes households housing insecure. I mean, you are a COVID diagnosis or a broken arm away from missing shifts and not being able to rent.
We're talking with Michael Basford, director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. Council released a report this week with recommendations on how to end homelessness. You can join in. Do you live with unstable housing? What do you want to convey? Have you seen programs or solutions to homelessness in other states or countries? 800-642-1234. So, Michael, what is some of the first steps forward to be able to create more affordable housing?
Well, we've been very fortunate that the federal government has invested a significant amount of money to assist people who are renting, who for whatever reason during the economic downturn were not able to pay rent. And so there's emergency rental assistance available for them. There have been programs out there, investments, particularly HUD's home funds, which can be used for the development of affordable housing. Last year, Governor Evers announced a neighborhood investment fund program of $200 million that communities have been applying for, and he has been, over the last few days, visiting communities and announcing awards for their applications. And a lot of these projects will be adding affordable housing units to the market. So that is all from the federal investment from the CARES Act, from ARPA.
And it sounds like it's in the pipeline.
So it's in the pipeline, exactly.
Michael Basford directs the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness, which is out with its statewide action plan. Are you a landlord? What is it like managing unstable rent payments? What has helped your tenants stay housed? Have you seen programs or solutions elsewhere that you want Wisconsin to adopt? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Michael Basford here on the Ideas Network. Housing is a human right. It is a guiding principle of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. And those words are in bold print in their new statewide action plan that we're talking about on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The report says over the past dozen years, programs administered by the state have seen cuts and flat funding for services that house people experiencing homelessness. Are you worried about losing your home? Where could you turn to for immediate help? Do you work for an organization that serves homeless clients? What do you want to bring up? 800-642-1234. Michael Bassford directs the state's Interagency Council on Homelessness with us for about 9 more minutes. Michael, the number of veterans experiencing homelessness in Wisconsin was nearly cut in half in the past decade. What are the bright spots there that are working with this segment of the population?
So that is the result of a very great program that was launched by the federal government in 2009. Then VA Director General Shinseki and HUD Secretary Sean Donovan both announced a plan to a 5-year plan to what they called to end veteran homelessness in America. Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't able to do that. They were able to by the end of the Obama administration, they were able to effectively cut in half the number of veterans experiencing homelessness throughout the country. And that was excellent. That's tens of thousands of people who have served our country who now are in homes rather than experiencing homelessness. Now that's the good news. It was through the program that they had was called HUDVASH, where HUD provided housing vouchers and the VA provided supportive services to allow the veterans to maintain housing stability once they got into housing. However, not every veteran qualifies for this program, including veterans who have served our country in combat. And as a result, it's estimated in the state of Wisconsin on any given night, we have about 350 homeless veterans. And so we still need to put in some extra efforts, some additional investment so that we can get those numbers housed and end veteran homelessness as we know it in the state. And I think that we can do that.
And can we do that? Is it the issue with funding for these programs? Because the legislature has largely refused to make new financial commitments for homelessness. And in May, we saw Republicans reject Governor Evers' plan to provide around $70 million for initiatives. So what is it that you need to be able to carry out these programs?
We need the legislature to understand a few things. Understand first and foremost that we can that we can, with proper investment, end homelessness. That more and what should stand out is that it's actually cheaper to house people than it is to have them maintain homelessness. So, you know, if we could get people housed, we can get all sorts of positive community outcomes, from better test scores in schools to lower crime rates to a better workforce for employers, for better physical and mental health outcomes.
And you have this really interesting statistics that it costs a community $30,000 to $50,000 for each person who is experiencing chronic homelessness.
Correct.
That's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, and that all comes from things such as police contacts, emergency detentions, having to go to the emergency room for physical health conditions, because homelessness is bad for your health. Mm-hmm. Let's make no mistake about that. all of these costs have to be borne by the communities. And when you consider that housing costs can only be a fraction of that, that's where you get the idea that if you want to save money for communities, invest in that housing, invest in these wraparound programs, get people housed, and get them stable.
Talking about ways to end homelessness in Wisconsin with the head of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness, Michael Bassford, is here. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Bob is joining us from Richland Center with a perspective. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call. So I am a landlord, and we do try to work with HUD. One of the challenges we have is we could rent our units out for more than what HUD reimburses, but we want to try and provide some housing and make that work. The challenge we then have is we want to do the good upgrades. We want to put insulated windows in and insulate the ceiling and do more of that, but the income is less, so we have to space that out. Are there any programs that help that so we can keep helping the project, but also can maintain and improve the efficiency? I know We Energies does a program. Is there anything else out there that helps with that?
Bob, thank you. And I know it was difficult to hear Bob saying being a landlord, trying to make those upgrades when the amount of rent that you're getting in, you're slower and able to make those upgrades to the housing. Any programs that you can point him to, Michael?
Well, I can't point him to any other programs that are in existence right now, but one of the action items in the plan has been to call for a fund of $2 million a year for landlords throughout the state, because we absolutely understand and take on board how important it is to have landlords and have landlords be comfortable in housing people who have been experiencing homelessness. And what that program does is that program would provide small grants to landlords to get their units up to housing quality standards. And it would also provide a little bit of insurance should there be necessary repairs to have to be done as a result of damage done by people who they've rented to. So that, of course, is an action item. It's going to require the state legislature to approve it, to approve the program and to approve the funding. But it's something that this administration absolutely supports.
And it was interesting what Bob said there is, you know, I want to help, but I can also make more rent by just renting out market rate and not, you know, bothering, if you will, with the HUD program of reimbursement.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that sentiment. And we're going to need to find ways to get more landlords like Bob in a good position to be able to rent out their places. And just about every landlord that I talk with is just like Bob. They do want to help. And you know, renting out at affordable units, you know, comes with a slight amount of risk, and we want to make sure that risk is mitigated. But we are certainly going to, of course, going forward, be looking at other initiatives that we may be able to do to get more landlords like Bob in the business of renting out units to help people, because I take him at his word when he says he wants to help people, and I certainly understand that.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure thing. Thank you for having me, and and have a good day.
You too. Michael Bassford, director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. We have a link to the council's report called Welcoming Wisconsin Home. It's at WPR.org/mornings. Ahead this hour, we talk with a law professor about Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court and why diversity in our nation's high court matters. How do you feel about her path to confirmation? Can you think of other influential women judges whom you want to talk about? 800-642-1234. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.